It's very rare that we have this opportunity to meet, and it comes about because of the coming together of many favorable causes. And as a result of this, I will now give a small talk. Everyone understands over here that it is very precious to have this human life, and even more rare than having this is to be able to hear the Dharma. We have this precious human life with the 18 freedoms and advantages, and we have moments of happiness. However, we still have to face the sufferings of birth, old age, sickness, and death. From this, we see that the best, the most ultimate state to have achieved is not human life. Even more auspicious is that having received this human life, attained this human life, that we then practice and allow the auspicious Dharma to be absorbed into our mind stream. Through this, these attachments and aversions, these five poisons, we can purify and then eventually attain the state of perfect Buddhahood. The difference between us and that of the Buddhas is like the difference of that of a block of ice, and after it is melted, that it becomes like the pure water in the mountains. This mind of ours is like the block of ice. Ice and water, the essence of the two is the same, and it takes time for the ice to melt. So too, it takes time for us to transform this mind of ours. So just like gradually the ice melts, the same after many years of supporting virtuous activities, of practicing the Dharma, our mind can be transformed into that of the true nature of Buddha. And to do this, we must practice according to the step-by-step procedures of the lineage, from the foundation practices, preliminary practices, study, contemplation, and practice. And eventually, it is the practice that must be achieved. And in all of this, we must practice bodhicitta, transform our mind to bodhicitta. And on the foundation of this, we can receive the pith instructions. And through the foundation of the bodhicitta and practicing the pith instructions, we can realize our true nature of mind. The reality is that our true nature is that of the nature of Buddha. And it's always been like that. It's been like that since the time of Buddha, since receiving all of the Dharma teachings until today. Every single sentient being has and always has had the true nature of mind. The essential point is, how do we return back to this true nature of mind, this Buddha nature of ours? Why do we not realize it now? It's because within our mind, we have so many of these other things going on. And as a result, we have so many afflictions and discriminations and anxieties. And in the process of practice, we'll have all kinds of different experiences. Sometimes we'll think, I'm really pure. Sometimes we'll think, my practice is really impure. Sometimes we will think these most terrible thoughts are arising, and sometimes we will think, oh, my mind is so calm and pure. All of these are just experiences. Don't believe them. That's all you need to do. Gradually practice. Sometimes the practice might be going well, that we have a lot of bodhicitta, a lot of joy, the mind is calm, and then sometimes it might be that really, the mind is full of afflictions and we feel like we are lost. And we really might repent. During this, don't give up. Because since beginningless time, we have been revolving around in samsara. So naturally, these afflictions and these habits are going to appear. However, as long as we just continue practicing bodhicitta and these great perfection pith instructions, eventually all it's going to transform into bodhicitta. Eventually all of these afflictions and all of these random thoughts are going to dissolve into the Dhammakaya. It just needs a process. Practice just needs a process. So when you have a lot of discursive thoughts, a lot of afflictions, don't give up on your practice. And when our mind is very calm and we have a lot of good experiences, don't be too happy. Because following this will still be many negative habits. Gradually continue your practice. So practice really takes time. Just like on the prairie during summer, there are all kinds of different flowers and so many different flowers. And so too with our practice, there's going to be all kinds of different afflictions and random thoughts that are arising. The essential thing is don't be afraid, don't be worried. Have firm faith in the Dharma. And keep on practicing. Step by step, keep on practicing. And eventually, we will attain the goal. Really, the process of practice takes a long time. However, as long as we have the Dharma to practice and we are following a pure lineage, as long as we are practicing the true Dharma and we are practicing it properly, then definitely we will attain the fruits of Buddhahood. And the purpose of our practice is to purify these afflictions of ours. And we will understand that this is the source of most of our sufferings. At least 60 or 70% of the suffering we experience comes as a result of the state of our mind. Because within our mind, there are all types of afflictions, and as a result of this, we become nervous or anxious, we worry. You know, what happens is we just think about this and think about that, and because we don't have the power of practice, then we have no ability to do anything else other than to think of these thoughts. And if we don't think of these things, then we feel that our mind is very empty. And we feel like our life doesn't have any meaning. Isn't this the way life is? That when we are young, we eat certain things, and then later on in life, we are very wealthy, we have a lot of money, and still we are eating those things that we ate when we were small. And those habits, or negative habits, and these afflictions that we used to have before, we still have now. And if we haven't engaged in practice, then in this respect, in terms of our life, we haven't improved. The first aspect of practice is making our state of mind more stable and strong. And the second aspect is to understand ourselves better, to see ourselves more clearly, and to know ourselves, and eventually to know our true nature of mind. And all of this is a process, and all of the Dharma that we are practicing is to do what is at the end of the day, to know ourselves properly, which is to know our true nature of mind. Many times in life we carry on, we think, oh, I need this, more of this, I need more of that. In reality, we don't need to add more. We need to reduce the things that we have. We accumulate too much and we practice too little. And as a result, the whole day, we don't feel settled. We don't have something to rely on. We are anxious. And we have many fears, and we use these material things to satisfy our desires. And if we carry on like this, then what happens is our mind experiences a lot of suffering, and it becomes more and more difficult to pull us out of this situation. It's important that we try another direction, which is to strengthen our mind, to practice Buddhism, to support virtuous activities. The wisdom and compassion that Buddha talks about, we apply in our daily life and in our work so that our life can be more pleasant, more healthy, have more blessing and be fortunate, and not just temporary fortune, long-term fortune and long-term good benefit towards our health, or having long-term good health. And in this way, it really brings benefit to those around us and to ourselves. And what we are doing and how we live is meaningful and has blessing. And so practicing Buddhism is that we can be more healthy, more happy, and have a much better, more positive direction in life. Yes, there are aspects of Buddhism that are extremely vast and profound. And there's also aspects of Buddhism that is very, very important and closely related to how we live our lives. For instance, the reason why sometimes we are unhappy in life is because we have no compassion, or because our wisdom is insufficient, and so we've gone down many windy and wrong paths, and we experience a lot of afflictions, and this is all because our wisdom is insufficient. And so gradually, practice diligently and engage in more meritorious activities. And definitely this is something that is very good, and everybody understands this. This, I think everybody understands. However, engaging in more profound practices, maybe not so many people understand. It is very important that we see our minds clearly. And once we do that, then it is much easier for us to know what to do, which is important in this life. Which things that we do are meaningful and have blessing. And then we're very clear about this. And then the way we live is more meaningful and has more blessing. If we don't see ourselves clearly, then many of the things that we engage in actually bring us harm. And may also harm others. It's good that we rather choose a way that is to benefit others over oneself. And then our life becomes a life of bodhicitta. And to do this, we practice, and practice includes how to transform our states of mind, to exercise and to maintain physical health, how to increase the state of our mind, and those things that we should do in this life, we go and do these things, and those aspects of life that we shouldn't engage in, we don't engage in. Then we can really avoid many of these negative activities, and we can engage in more positive activities. And even if we can just do a little bit more, this is very good.